Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease expert for South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, is joining us. We're talking about COVID and this new Omicron variant, something that entered our vocabulary last weekend, doctor. You know, and so far everything we read is that it's mild. What stands out to you about this? What key piece of information are you waiting to hear about this?
Good morning, Susan. Thanks for having me. I think I really want to know the big factor is how it's going to affect the vaccines. You know, we're trying to get everyone vaccinated, but I really want to see, you know, what is how effective are these vaccines against this variant right now? That's my big focus.
There's all this, you know, Omicron, fear, warning, you know, state of emergency here in New York. Could this be good news in the end? I mean, if the anecdotal evidence that we're hearing from doctors in South Africa who say this is mostly mild illness that they're finding with this variant, if that is true and holds up, could this speed up the end of the pandemic phase if it does spread and cause only mild illness?
Well, you know, Brian, I do understand your thinking about, you know, the impact that it could have. But I think the big issue is, especially in areas where people are not vaccinated, how could that really affect not only patients, healthcare system? So I think, you know, just the overall impact. You know, it's just like when you have a bad flu season, if it's mild, people still get affected. And so we want to try to be ahead of the curve, be prepared, just to make sure we minimize the impact as much as possible.
It's reported that this variant is in at least 20 countries. Are you surprised that it's not here in the U.S. yet, or do you think that it very well could be?
Oh, Susan, I think it very well could be. I'm sure we will hear something about, you know, some place that it's going to be identified. I definitely anticipate to hear that we already have it here.
You know, we've never really answered the question. It's been like a big question that we never seem to face it, I guess would be how I want to phrase that, of what the vaccine is really supposed to do in the first place. And I feel like that's more important now with this new variant out there, is to get that answer. Are we looking for something to prevent hospitalization and death in most people? Or is it supposed to be something that means you never get COVID and spread it? You know, I look at the data provided by New York, and while the effectiveness against getting COVID with the vaccine has gone down from, you know, above 90% to about 78%, that effectiveness against hospitalization, age adjusted, is still 94%, and it's held true from May of 2021 all the way to November of 2021. Don't we have to face that question of what we want the vaccine to do?
Absolutely, and Brian, I think you're spot on. I think people really tend to confuse what the goal or the endpoint for the vaccines were compared to, you know, what they are spoken about right now. And so, yes, it's to prevent or decrease hospitalization, severe illness, and death. And I think it gets lost in all the different media, all the different communications that are going out. And I think we need to keep that as the focus when we are talking about the vaccines and talking about how it's utilized in treating and dealing with COVID.
And does that line of thinking need to be used when, you know, determining whether we do need a new vaccine or not with this variant? And we know that it'll probably mutate again, right?
Right. I mean, for sure, it's going to mutate. And, you know, we're dealing with Omicron right now. We dealt with the Delta, or we're still dealing with Delta. I'm sure a few months down the road, there's going to be another variant. So, you know, it's constantly changing. And so, you know, people are a little bit alarmed. But, you know, it's the nature of the virus. And again, you know, we need to just keep people educated and informed about what the endpoint is.
We're speaking with Dr. Simone Wilds here on WBEN. I'm, you know, kind of trying to parse through this, figure out where I want to go. We'll stick with hospitalizations. You've mentioned that a couple times. Hospitalizations are a problem. That is kind of the message here in our area of the country. And the message is we need the hospital number to go down, but we never really talk about increasing hospital capacity outside of like March of 2020. Capacity here is actually decreased because of staffing and, you know, whatever other issues in our area. Yet the finger keeps getting pointed at the people who the majority have gotten vaccinated. I mean, should we not be focusing permanently on increasing hospital capacity, especially if we're kind of assuming a seasonality that we're seeing in COVID right now?
Well, I think, Brian, with regards to hospital capacity, that is a long-term goal that I think most hospitals now realize that they really have to address. It's not something that's just COVID. I think, you know, our hospitals here have been dealing with, you know, overflowing capacity, I feel like, for the past 18 months on so many different levels. And that is a multifactorial issue that many different groups need to sit down, work it out. How can we expand capacity with staffing, making sure we have supplies? So really a big problem that I'm hoping that is being addressed more, and we are able to resolve that moving forward.
I don't know if you know the answer to this, but why do you think contact tracing information is never really shared with the public in terms of where the virus is spreading? I would think that that's something that they know, you know, government, you know, knows about it, but just doesn't share it.
Well, you know, Susan, I will say, though, that, you know, we have some places that share better than others. I mean, I'm really happy with what was done in South Africa and how they share that information, because, you know, to be honest, they could have kept it until things have gotten significantly worse. So I do think that there is sharing. Of course, we could have much more to move things along. But I think people are now realizing how important it is, especially with COVID, that we need to share, we need to communicate, because we are all in control or taking care of each other. So unless we talk, we're not going to know what's happening. We can't be siloed.
Dr. Wilds, thank you for the time this morning. Dr. Simone Wilds is an infectious disease specialist at South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.